Hi, my friends. Who would thought that after my first podcast that I had to make soon a second one? I didn't expect that one coming. But yesterday, out of the blue, there was a Bitcoin drop. And you couldn't look around it today. Or out of the blue? Or did we see it coming? Maybe we did. But that's easy to speak afterwards. So let us start of the point of today, and that is damage control after a drop. And what are we gonna talk about is what to do while there is a drop, damage control afterwards, and how to arm us against these drops. First of all, when there is a drop, and you notice it because you're just behind the screen or you get notified by an app. What you do then, first thing is if you have automatization, is to stop your buyings immediately. Because the market is going crazy and your bot gets false signals. Stop buying immediately. Second thing to do is sell your greenbacks, all of them. Don't wait and hope they go up a bit. No, start selling. We have to make room. We have to make room to make again some profit. So, first thing to do, stop buying. Second thing, make room with selling all your green bags. All of them. No exceptions. That being said, then we can start to do some damage control. Damage control is not possible while a coin is dropping. You have to wait. If it's in a coin that's in your wallet and it's dropping hard, sell it. If it's the mother of all coins that is dropping, wait. Why do you have to wait? Because you need some stabilization. When there is some stabilization, turn on buyings. No, Jerry, we're gonna wait till the bitcoins go up again. No, you miss your momentum. Because right afterwards, when it goes up again, that's when you can take your profits. We are scalpers. We have to take the 1, 2, 3% that comes afterwards. That are our gains to That's the biggest part of our damage control. We have to start buying before it goes up again. We have to take these percentages. So when we enable buying again, if it's automatization, and if you do it by hand, that's you need to know the market damn well to know what you're doing. If you're a starter, I wouldn't advise it. And I think if you're a professional trader, I'm not sure if you're listening to my channel. Because most professionals know everything better. Because they have a strategy. They keep on that strategy because it works for them. So, okay, that being said, you start buying again. But is it possible? Do you still have open positions? Maybe you have 70 positions, 80 positions that you have to fill, but they are still full. You have no room left to trade again. That's a problem. We have to make room. And what I'm gonna do specifically today is to speak for these people that do it automated with a bot. Because when you do it manually, you know what. I can give you some small tricks, but most things you know. So, that being said, we have to make room, but there is no room. Okay. This time, we're gonna do two things. Auto-merging and DCA, dollar cost average. I'm not pro dollar cost average, but we don't have any solution at this moment. But on the other hand, there's maybe no money to do some dollar cost averaging. Okay, but we have merging. Do we have to merge all our positions? No, please don't. Please don't. I'm gonna tell you which positions you have to merge. You're gonna merge these positions that are near some gains. What I mean with it, these are between 0 and minus 3%. These you're gonna merge. So let us say you have 4 positions filled with bitcoins. These 4 positions are between 0 and minus 5. Forget that one that is a minus 5. You only merge which are between. Actually, I would narrow it between 0 and 2%. Yeah, 0 and 2%, because the 3% is still dangerous. Let us say between 0 and 2%. These you're gonna merge, so you can make room. And the chances that you sell these ones, and it's even better if you can read some charts and you notice there is some possibilities that it goes up again, then it's good to merge them. I can give you a trick so you can quickly read charts and to know when you have to merge them. And actually, you have to do that with parabolic SAR. And if you don't know what parabolic SAR is, you go to your charts, you go to indicators and choose parabolic SAR. And you will see that some dots are coming to your screen. When the dots are above the candle, that means we are in a bearish market. If the dots are under the candles, we are in a bullish market. And you go to the 50-minute chart, and if you see that the second dot is coming with no struggling, again, with no struggling, and certainly if the candle is a hammer, you're safe to merge. If you are on minus 0.5% and you see the first dot coming with a big candle, then it's also okay to merge. And that are the only things you need to know. If you want to have more security, you can open the RSI. And if the RSI is also near the lowest point, then it's also safe to merge them. Okay, that being said, so I told you to do some merging and DCA. DCA means you're gonna buy more of that same coin. So if you make 1%, your gain gonna even be more. If you want to do some DCA, I always mention in my coin list which coins are safe to do some DCA. I'm not a financial advisor. Do also your own investigation. But my coins that I set to DCA, and I quickly gonna explain something. When I do a search for the coins that are suited to do scalping, I always start for every coin that I do, and there are 300 coins. And take me some days, believe me. For every coin, I start fresh. I don't use my previous charge. I don't use my previous figures, nothing. I start fresh. But what I take note of all these coins again and again and again and again and again. And I give them numbers in how good they are. And if they're always in that same number, that means that there is a it's a constant coin. It means that coin will always serve us well. And that are the coins that I take with me. So I always start fresh, and then when I have the result, then I gonna look back to that coin in the past, and if it performed the same, then I mention that it is good for some dollar cost averages. And my friends, if you're doing some dollar cost average, also here, take only coins that are between 0, and in this case you can take 3%. And I do a dollar cost, dollar cost average with triple down. So, what I would advise is, if you gonna make room for to create new open positions, merge the currencies that are between 0 and 2% and do a DCA on currencies that you see where there's a lot of tweeting about, and maybe the ones that I selected that I see coming all over again every time that I do some examination of my coin list. Do your research a bit, and you will find that that will help you out. And I know you don't all have time to do that, but when there is a drop, it's not possible to get rich while you're sleeping. You always have to work for your money. Or the harder you work, the more money you will earn. And that I will tell you a little story after this, on the end of this podcast, because I have a paper trader running. And with these settings, I earn money while sleeping. But that's where on the end, we have no make room for new positions. These positions get filled with our bot, so we can earn money again. Because the coins that are on minus 20% will go up to minus 15 and drop again to minus 17 and go up to minus 12 and then go back to minus 18 and then back to minus 15, minus 10, and it takes just days before they are again at the position where you want to have them. As long as you have room for them, it's maybe okay to keep them. Also, as long they don't take you further down. Otherwise, guys, sell them. It's hard. I know it's hard, but sell them. You can give an exception on your exit rules when there is a drop. Also, in this position, when there is a drop, you have to make some clear exit rules and try to follow them. And I know it's hard because I have sometimes also very hard because charts are like, oh, it's gonna be up. And always something is happening out of the blue and you think it's not possible, but yes, it's possible, and it drops again. So, my friends, dare to sell if it's necessary. If you have the room to keep them, and if you don't give a shit about it, okay. But remember, you want to make profit. My rule is sell them after 24 hours if they are under minus 10%. And to be honest, I'm almost back on track within 24 hours on that position when the drop started. But I said when the drop started, I had last week a very difficult week to maintain my gains. It was not possible. I lost. And the last day, I made so much gains that I normally do over 1 week. And at night, I did again a gain that I do in half a week. So in one whole day, 24 hours, I made a week and a half game. And I know if I wake up and I have a week and a half game, there's gonna be a drop. Always. It's always when currencies go too well, it's gonna drop. If you're like, whoa, I can quit my job if I start earning money like this, believe me, it will go down. I can't read charts like some other can, and nobody was tweeting about it. It's gonna drop, it's gonna drop. Maybe one or two. I couldn't find someone who said it's gonna drop in a half day. But I can feel it when there's too much gains. And the best thing sometimes if there are too much gains is stop your buyings. Why? Because you buy on a price that's difficult to get loose. Get rid of your positions. But I find the trick. How we can prevent that? Well, that's how, for the next point, how to R. So that being said, we did some DCA and I told you how to merge them. And I told you a bit how you can see which currencies are good to merge or to do some DCA on. And I also told a bit that we actually have to arm us against these drops. I find out that when we have a lot of sales in one day, there will follow a drop. What I did in the past was when the currencies went up like crazy, I stopped buying. And I had almost every weekend on Saturday at noon, I stopped my buyings. And on Sunday, everyone was crying. Or on Monday, oh, we have too much red bags. We have too much red bags. I can't get rid of them. Never had that problem. Really? Not never, but almost never. Let us say it that way. Why was that? Because I stopped my buyings when I saw it went too up like crazy. What I did now is to buy on positive pairs. I checked that one in CryptoHub. Buy only when there are positive pairs. And I only buy when I have two positive pairs within 10 minutes. Then you say, yeah, but sometimes you don't buy anything. That's true. Because there were no positive pairs. And I have a cooldown of 15 minutes. And on Saturday and Sunday, my buying could not follow my sellings. So what? If my bags are empty, they are empty. That's good. But I only buy when it's almost certain that I get rid of my coin as soon as possible. A scalper only buys to get rid of his coins. That's actually it. It's like a football player. He runs after ball and when he has it, what does he do? He don't hold it very long. He just passes it on to the next one. Or try to make a winner and to score. So what's good to arm you is your cooldown and buy on positive pairs. Set your positive pairs within 10 minutes and your cooldown 15 minutes. And sometimes you don't buy much. So what? It goes maybe a little slower. It only looks that way. It only looks that way. You sell with less losses or less holdings than the others. What do you want? More gain. Then you have to take risks. And when you take risks, you have also to take the shit what comes with it. If it goes bad, when you take risks, it mostly go really bad. That being said, I told you today what to do when there is a drop. What to do? after the drill and how to arm yourself. And now I'm gonna tell you something what I do at this moment on my paper trader. But on my paper trader means that it gives good value, but I have to test it more and to test it better. But at this moment, my paper trader is set to sell all the bags that go under 10% automatically. I have a stop loss on minus 10%, and I have auto DCA on every currency that's still after 1 day and a half in one of my open positions, but that's above the minus 10%, what I mean between 0 and minus 10%. And that I'm gonna triple down. And I start to do it fresh last Saturday. I start with 1,100 USDT. And I started a bit early. With yesterday, I have a loss of minus 3 USDT. Minus 3. That's it. The only problem that I have at this moment, I have given it 80 open positions, and it only can fill at this moment 45 positions of the 80. Because it sold a lot of red bags, of course. I find minus 3 USDT for what happened yesterday. It's just nothing. After 24 hours, I have minus 3 USDT. That's nothing. But I also notice I still notice there are some problems with it. And as long as it's not performing 1 or 2 months close near what I'm performing on my real trader, it's the settings are not okay. But what it tells us is it has a strict exit rule. Minus 10% and I sell it. Simple as that. That meaning that when you hold on your strict exit rule, your damage gonna be less. And that's something you have to keep in mind, your exit rule. So my friends, that was all what I had to tell after what to do when a BTC drops. I hope this helped you a bit out. And if you have some questions, shoot it, and I will try to make a podcast about it. Whoops, and I almost forgot. There's one more thing. Somebody sent me a message on Discord today, and he asked me, do you have some triggers? Yes, I had some triggers, but triggers are not good for these momentums. And everybody's saying, yeah, you need to have some triggers. Nope, you don't have. You don't need to have them. And I'm gonna explain you why. And it makes perfect sense. I promise you that. If you choose to go on triggers, what will happen is that every time the bitcoins go down a lot, you just stop buying. And when it goes up even a bit, or maybe you can do it manually, but you don't follow it on foot, what will happen is if it go up, it start buying again. You miss your momentum. You miss your momentum because you have to buy before it goes up again. And And the cooldown settings. I'm buying with 2 positive pairs. That's your protection. Is that 100? Give this us 100% guarantee, Jared. No, of course not. Everyone gets hit on the drop. Everyone. Only the ones that really can read charts, and they don't say anything because they have to do, they can gain money out of a bearish market. Why would they tell you? Why? So the only, the best thing to protect ourselves against this when you work in automation is positive pairs and your cooldown settings. And you can do some experiments with these settings from with triggers, but believe me guys, at least for me it didn't work. In the description I also gonna give some links where you can find articles about DCA and how to count your dollar cost averages with some formulas, and you have to put in your settings and it will give how much money you have aside to do some color dollar cost averages. For me it was around on 1200 USDT. I used around 400-500 USDT to do dollar cost averaging, and I'm not a fan of dollar cost averaging again, but in these situations it can help you a lot with damage control. And if you don't want to do it, that's not bad. That's okay. It's okay. At least you have some money to play. When everything is stuck, you still have money to play and regain some. Regain. Buy, sell. And if at the end, if you really don't have any open position, and just go to your basic config setting and give some more room. If you can avoid it, please avoid it. That being said, my friends, I gonna say to you goodbye to my next podcast. I hope it helped you out a bit. It gave you another view, another opinion. Do some research, my friends, and enjoy what you're doing. Goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss. Au revoir. Dag vriendjes. Bye bye.